Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Election day is now less than 3 months away, and the presidential candidates and their surrogates are hitting the trail hard. Yesterday, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, and Vice President Joe Biden were at a rally in Scranton, Pennsylvania. On the Republican side, Donald Trump was in Youngstown, Ohio, along with his running mate, Governor Mike Pence, for a more formal Trump speech on security.
Much of what we hear in this election comes in quick sound bites, so we wanted to take a few minutes right now to offer up some longer sections of some of these speeches, starting with Mike Pence speaking yesterday.
I was in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill on September 11, 2001. I walked along with Mayor Giuliani in the ashes and rubble of Ground Zero just about a week later in New York City. And with my family at my side, I have stood in a quiet field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the heroes and the victims of Flight 93 met their fate. Since then, I've seen the sacrifices of the American soldier in the global war on terror. And then I watched, over the last 7.5 years, as the hard-fought gains that they won were squandered by the failed foreign policy of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. History teaches that weakness arouses evil, and the weak leadership of President Obama and his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, leading from behind, moving red lines, making so-called deals and ransom payments to the radical mullahs in Iran. The rise, rule, and reign of ISIS are a testament to this truth of history. Donald Trump knows that America needs to be strong for the American people and the world to be safe.
Well, Trump followed with a speech outlining his plan for extreme vetting of immigrants coming to the U.S., and he addressed what he said were the mistakes of the Iraq War and his plan to fight ISIS.
In the old days, when we won a war, to the victor belonged the spoils. Instead, all we got from Iraq and our adventures in the Middle East was death, destruction, and tremendous financial loss. But it's time to put the mistakes of the past behind us and chart a new course. If I become president, the era of nation building will be brought to a very swift and decisive end. Thank you. Our new approach, which must be shared by both parties in America, by our allies overseas, and by our friends in the Middle East, must be to halt the spread of radical Islam. All actions should be oriented around this goal, and any country which shares this goal will be our ally. Very important. Some don't share this goal. We cannot always choose our friends, but we can never fail to recognize our enemies. As president, I will call for an international conference focused on this goal. We will work side by side with our friends in the Middle East, including our greatest ally, Israel. We will partner with King Abdullah of Jordan and the president of Egypt, President Sisi, and all others who recognize this ideology of death that must be extinguished. We will also work very closely with NATO on this new mission. I had previously said that NATO was obsolete because it failed to deal adequately with terrorism. Since my comments, they have changed their policy and now have a new division focused on terror threats. Very good. Very, very good. I also believe that we could find common ground with Russia in the fight against ISIS. Wouldn't that be a good thing? Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Some sound from the Republican ticket yesterday, Trump, before that Pence. The Democrats were in rally mode. Here's Vice President Biden.
I have worked with 8 presidents of the United States. I have served with hundreds of senators, only 13 senators in history. I'm embarrassed to say have served as long as I have. Dozens of secretaries of state and secretaries of defense of both parties. And I can say without hesitation, my word is a Biden, no major party nominee in the history of the United States of America has, no, don't cheer or quiet, just listen, has known less or been less prepared to deal with our national security than Donald Trump. And what absolutely amazes me, that he doesn't seem to want to learn it. No, I really mean it. He doesn't seem to want to learn it. He doesn't seem to think it matters. This man is totally, thoroughly unqualified to be president of the United States of America.
And finally, here's Hillary Clinton.
No matter what Donald Trump says, America is great, and the American dream is big enough for everyone to share in its promise. But that doesn't mean we can take it for granted and just wait till it happens to us. We have a lot of work to do. Here in Scranton, you know that. President Obama and Vice President Biden pulled us back from the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression and put our economy back on a stronger footing. I personally don't think they get enough credit for that. Under their leadership, we've created 15 million new private sector jobs. 20 million people now have health care. And the auto industry just had its best year ever. So I think the job of the next president is to build on that, but to take on the deeper challenges that emerged long before the crisis and have persisted through our recovery. Inequality is too high. Wages are too low. It is still too hard for too many to get ahead. So my top priority is creating an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top, which is why I've set 5 ambitious goals to get us there. First, we're going to make the biggest investment in new, good-paying jobs since World War II. Second, we're going to make college debt-free for all and help millions of people struggling with existing student debt. Third, we're going to crack down on companies that ship jobs and profits overseas. And we're going to reward companies that share profits with their employees like the Scranton Lace Company did almost a century ago. Fourth. Sure that Wall Street corporations and the super rich finally pay their fair share of taxes. And fifth, we're going to respond to the way American families actually live and work today by making childcare affordable, because in today's economy, there is often no parent or grandparent staying home with the kids. And we're going to fight for paid family leave, because sometimes you need to take care of your child or your spouse or sick parent. And you should not lose your job for taking care of the loved one.
As we said, a chance to hear more than the usual sound bites. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Mike Pence.